Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting freedom, peace, justice, health, wellness, and sustainability for all on Earth. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. We are very grateful for our free speech, and we are very grateful to be joined by Joanne Kong, PhD, who is a vegan author, and we're going to be talking about her book, her recent book, Vegan Made Easy, that she co-authored with Camilla Purcello. Joanne is joining us from Virginia. Welcome, Joanne. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Hi, Marlene. It's always great. I just love your radio show because you have so many different types of people on who share the same common message about how veganism is such a positive force that we need in the world today. So I'm so glad to be joining you today.
Thank you, Joanne. Again, it's great to speak with you. It's been a while, and I'm so happy to see that you came out with this new book. I'm like, oh, there she is, still at it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You do so much.
Thank you so much, Marlene, as do you. And I think, you know, thinking about my work as an advocate, because I've been a vegan advocate now for, you know, I would say over 10 years, and I am running randomly into more and more people who are going vegan. And to me, that's a positive sign. And I am a university professor, in case any of your listeners don't know. And so for me, as a professor, it's all about educating, which is why Camilla and I decided we wanted to put together a guide that has just a lot of practical tips and know-how for those that are going vegan or they're concerned about the environment, about compassion for our fellow animals. There are so many reasons to go vegan, and we hope that this book will help them.
Before we get into that with the book, Vegan Made Easy, Joanne, could you please tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Right, yeah. Like most people, I was not vegan or even vegetarian from the start. And I always point this out to my listeners because to such a great degree, we're a product of how we were raised, you know, our family upbringing. And for me, I look back how, you know, I consumed animals from a young age, and I just, you know, I wasn't aware about it. And, you know, I just wasn't aware of the immense cruelty of this industry. And it wasn't until I was in grad school and college that I read a book called Animal Factories by Jim Mason and Peter Singer. And I think it came out, maybe you can correct me, I think it was around 1980. And it was perhaps the first book to really tell readers, this is what happens to the animals. This is where your food probably comes from. And so I read the book. There were black and white pictures of facilities where the animals are tortured and killed. And I decided right then and there, this is not something I want to be a part of. So I was vegetarian for a long time and then eventually went vegan. I've been vegan now for about 12 years. And as I said, I really want to spread the message through education. I do a lot of talks at Veg Fests. I visit schools and universities. I also use my music as part of my presentations to emotionally try to encourage people to become aware of their innate compassion. And that's really, for me, that's kind of the root of everything, is that we as humans must embrace the best part of ourselves. And I think the best part of ourselves is the innate kindness that we show others, no matter what kind of animal, whether it's non-human animals, human animals, it could be the planet. We're all part of this great web of life.
Thank you, Joanne. There's quite a range of topics in your new book, Vegan Made Easy. So let's start with social justice, health, and sustainability as motivations for adopting veganism.
Right. That's the first chapter of the book. And we decided that it was so important to us because we are both ethical vegans that the first thing we want to stress is the social justice angle, because ultimately it's about how we are connecting and how we treat our fellow animals. In fact, the front page has a picture of a little chick, because chickens, birds are the most abused, exploited animals on the planet. And so we actually dedicate this book to the trillions of animals who needlessly lose their lives every year. So that's why we wanted to start out with the social justice angle. And then we move on to human health. And there's so much information out there, right? And you've had so many vegan, plant-based physicians on your show. And yes. I think that that information has gotten out there so much more now that our health depends on what we put in our bodies. So we give very practical, science-based information about why going vegan is the best path to stay healthy. And then, of course, we address the enormous environmental damage, because people, again, for the most part, I'd say prior to about 10 years ago, we didn't really realize just what a great impact our industries are having on the planet. And animal agriculture is a huge part of that in terms of soil depletion, deforestation to create lands for growing feed crops, water pollution, air pollution, so many aspects. So it's really about seeing that one industry can have such an impact, such a negative impact on so many aspects of our lives. So for individuals, just making this one change in your diet is the most powerful thing you can do.
Thank you, Joanne. And can you please address that a little bit more? Because I follow the human freedom movement, and 99% of the folks there are pushing for regenerative animal agriculture. And they're saying that's the solution. And of course, as vegan activists, we know that there is a deep connection between the injustice and the exploitation and the violence towards the animals in so-called regenerative farming, and the injustices and crises that occur in the human arena century after century. It's basically as we sow, we reap.
Right, yeah. And so much is really disguised under, oh, this is an improvement. Like, there are even these huge trailers. I don't know if you've read about them. They're sort of like do-it-yourself slaughterhouse, where they actually bring this huge trailer out to the farm, and the animals are actually killed right there in the trailer. I never forget this story that I think, I'm not sure who it was that told me. It could have been Victoria Moran. She was telling me about, I think it was a dairy farmer who, you know, those farmers that do raise a small amount of animals on their farm, the animals actually, in many cases, become attached to their human caretakers. And this particular farmer would always whistle to this particular cow to get the cow to come in for the night or whatever. And when it came time to take the animal to be slaughtered, the big truck or trailer pulled up. And what did the farmer do? He whistles to the cow. And of course, the cow comes, obeys, and goes into the trailer. I mean, that is just so heartbreaking to me that, you know, we can establish these connections with these beautiful beings and then use those connections as a way to then lead them to be slaughtered. So that's one of the sad stories I know of. I'm sure you know of more yourself.
Yes, that was Victoria Moran. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
her experience witnessing that. Yep. Oh, and the thing is that we realize that we can thrive and survive with consuming plants only, that we do not need to consume the flesh or the reproductive secretions of animals, which is the dairy and eggs. And so I see that many people still in 2026 believe the lie that humans have to consume the flesh and secretions of animals for protein.
Right. And it certainly has not been helped by the new food pyramid. Have you seen this?
Yes, I have. Yep, it's very unfortunate.
Yeah, this very inverted kind of I don't know what to call it. It doesn't, first of all, it doesn't look like a pyramid. And then the whole idea is, oh, you need to eat real whole food. And at the top of this diagram, it still has the animal products right there at the top. So again, we're being, or the regular consumer is being misled. That's why it's so important. Get online, read books, go to conferences, do the research, find out what happens in the animal agriculture industry. Make informed decisions. Don't just become a victim of marketing strategies and what these industries are leading you to do, because all they care about is making a profit. The animals are only seen as production units.
And again, your book really helps everybody. So let's hear some more details about your book, Vegan Made Easy, that you co-authored with Camilla Pericello.
So the second chapter are some practical tips for making the transition, and we talk about how to make your meals plant-based, for instance, with substitutions. So we also offer in chapter three some shopping tips, how to read food labels, stressing to our readers that going vegan, it's not about some complicated, expensive diet. It's a return to basics. It's about eating whole grains, seeds, nuts, fruits, and vegetables. And some of the most nutritious vegan meals are just using basic ingredients. And then chapter four, we talk about other aspects of veganism beyond food, whether it's how you use clothing, your accessories, cosmetics, medicines, cleaning detergents. We're really giving the reader tips for how to understand the extent to which animal products have found their way into so many everyday ingredients, and realizing that the central, most critical thing is that you're choosing not to ingest animals, not to put them in your body. And that's, to me, it's not only about health, it's also, for me, it also became a spiritual thing, because I just realized, when I was no longer complicit in the animal cruelty, I realized, shall I say, the innate center of being that I had, my energy, my spirit. It just felt more open. I just felt like I was more at peace with myself. And I think a lot of vegans go through that, where they're just expanding their consciousness and becoming so much more than what they thought they were. Was it that way for you, Marlene?
Yes, thank you, Joanne. And I'm glad that you highlight that in your book, that you really take a holistic perspective of it, that veganism is much more than a diet. So thank you for that. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Nero in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're very fortunate to be joined by Joanne Kong in Virginia. And Joanne Kong, in addition to being an author and a speaker, she's also a musician, a harpsichordist, and pianist. And we're hearing her beautiful music. And she is a professor in the Department of Music at the University of Richmond. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Joanne Kong. Musician Sally Zito.
'Cause today is the day that everyone claims that they have compassion.
Still the line.
Still the line goes on, filled with all the forgotten ones. We will
Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. We just heard vegan musician Sally Zito, Still the Line. And now we're continuing our conversation with my guest, Joanne Kong, author of Vegan Made Easy, co-written by Camilla Purisello, also a PhD. Here's Joanne Kong.
Yeah. And then chapter 5, we actually have a list of 22 common questions that people have about going vegan. And the number one question asked of vegans is, where do I get my protein? So we talk about that. We talk about other nutritional aspects such as calcium, about supplements. We talk about what are some good meals if you're an athlete. We talk about some of the social challenges of going vegan, some of the challenges with trip planning and travel. We talk about some common questions from vegetarians who say, oh, well, I'm not hurting the animals, right? If I'm eating vegetarian, we address that. And also just some ideas, specific ideas on meal planning. And again, there's so many great resources out there. And we have a whole chapter listing books, documentaries, websites, podcasts, and apps that people can go to for help. And then finally, we have a chapter of wonderful recipes from vegan advocates from all around the world. And these are a really nice variety. There are some recipes that are super easy. And for those who are more adventurous cooks, we included a couple more fancy sort of recipes. But the recipe section really shows the great range of delicious flavors that you can create as a vegan. So that's basically what's in the book.
Wonderful. Thank you, Joanne. And we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have and contact information, etc.?
Right. My website is veganmakeadifference.com. So you can read all about me there. And this book, Vegan Made Easy, A Practical Guide to Plant-Based Living, is published by Lantern Publishing and Media. They're based in New York State, and their website is lanternpm.org. And I want to give a shout out to Brian Normoyle, who is the current president of the company. He's been so supportive, and we need support, and you know, getting the message out there is so important, and we're able to do it through all of these fabulous books.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Joanne, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much, Marlene.
Joanne Kong on harpsichord, Domenico Scarlatti, Sonata in A major, K23.
When it's time to go, when all the grass and trees and dragonflies are but a storyline, and faded pages of a children's book, they never knew the fantasy was real. But here we are, the last hundred of us standing together. If we'd have only known how beautiful we are.
How beautiful we are. By Sally Zito.
Circle round, get close. Grab the hand beside you. Comfort him in his final moments as we see each other for the first time. There are no others. There never was a threat. No one is dangerous. Gather round to see the ending of the desert night. Remember all the roses and the Buddha in the garden. Beloved little lions turn to dust. And finally we understand.
That was Sally Zito, How Beautiful We Are. And I'd like to give a special thanks to my guest, Joanne Kong, author of A Vegan Made Easy, co-written by Camilla Perosello. And here's a short clip of Camilla on the Climate Healers website.
9 years ago, I migrated from Brazil to Europe, first Italy and then Ireland, where I have worked in a number of institutions as a postdoctoral researcher, including the Irish Food and Agriculture Development Authority, and also Dublin Institute of Technology. And of course, the food industry and academia are heavily reliant on animal use. So a couple of years ago, I decided to leave my job and instead use my professional experience to advance the vegan mission. I was stuck in the vegetarian limbo for almost 20 years before I became vegan. And as I didn't know any vegans, I actually really thought I was doing the right thing by being vegetarian. And then one day, the moment I realized that the whole institution of animal use is wrong, was when I was looking at this cheese called tortilla. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's a Spanish cheese made from cow's milk, which is shaped as a breast. It's very traditional from, I think, the south of Spain. So as I looked at that cheese, I started to think about these females whose bodies and lives are exploited for a product we don't even need. So that's when I became vegan, and my personal experience goes to show how pervasive the speciesist narrative is, because many people of integrity, they would do better if they only were exposed to the realities behind animal farming, if they were exposed to animal rights, for example, so important to popularize veganism, even though the way veganism is portrayed in mainstream media is sometimes subtracted from the political element. Okay, so let me tell you a story. When I was, I think, 19, it was my second year as an undergrad student, we had to visit this meat packing facility and watch the whole slaughter process. Okay, so when I got there, it was much, much worse than I thought. It's a scene from hell. And that shocked me in a way. I never forgot that scene. And the perfect representation of cognitive dissonance was what happened after that. So I was in tears. I sobbed the entire visit. Everyone, including my the lecturer and my colleagues, were looking at me as if I was crazy or anything. Like, crying is not professional, as if apathy towards the suffering of others is something to be proud of. And after we saw all the process, we were awarded. And everyone was eating meat products. They had just witnessed many animals being slaughtered, like babies. You know, it's crazy. It's really crazy. So, of course, the fact that we vegans are putting out a message of compassion, we are trying to show the realities behind animal food production, sometimes it's not enough, because apathy and cognitive dissonance are so ingrained in our minds since we are little children that many people, even if they see these realities up close, they will continue doing the same thing. But we have to try.
That was a recording of Camilla Perosello. She is the co-author, along with Joanne Kong, of the book Vegan Made Easy. Much thanks to all the listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day. We just heard Joanne Kong on piano, and now let's go out with Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs. This is The Chicken Song.